Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the morning shift. It's Mike Johnson, Squidbilly Bo Morgan, and Miss Allie Mack. And we are pleased to be joined by NASCAR champion, Mr. Ryan Blaney, driver of the 12 car, previewing the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart down at the newly dubbed Echo Park Speedway. That'll be a Saturday night race. I'm assuming, Ryan, that you enjoy the night racing. Obviously, with it being Saturday night down at Echo Park Speedway next weekend, it's a little bit different. It is a drafting style track. What do you expect to be different this time around as opposed to back in February? It's always an exciting race down at Echo Park Speedway since the redesign, but what do you think is going to be different this time around specifically in regards to this track?
Yeah, it always does, you know, put on an exciting show. And you know, I feel like a place is super tricky because, you know, since the repave, you know, a few years ago, the track changes every time we go back, you know, it just ages every single time. And so now, right, honestly, the handling gets worse and worse every time we go there. So it's, how do you balance that out of, like, since it's a drafting track now, it's like, how do you balance the drag versus downforce side of it? So I feel like every time we go back, that's always the play. It's like, all right, how much grip do we think it lost from the previous race to now? And how do we set our car up? Like, do you tune a little bit more downforce in it to where you can be more aggressive, or, hey, you know, you don't want to put too much downforce in it because now you're too slow in the draft. So it's always that little balance, and it's just the unknown of that place. How much grip it loses every single time. That's really tough. But now you add in, right, it's Saturday night. All right, the track's going to be cooler. It's going to have a little bit more grip than what we think. So how do you adjust to that? But it is going to be warm. You know, Saturday night, it's going to be warm here in June. So I love that place. It's a ton of fun. It's not your typical drafting track like a Daytona, Talladega. Like, handling is way worse than those places. I feel like there's more areas to make moves. And if your car is handling well, you can actually drive from the back to the front, as opposed to, it's a little bit tougher at like Talladega, Daytona. So I look forward to going there. We've ran really good there. I'd like to win at that place. I won there before the repave. And we've been close a couple times. I think we run second there by 4 inches, you know, a couple years ago. So hopefully we can find our way to victory lane, because that place is so much fun. Fans there are great. And it always puts on a good show, like y'all said.
Yeah, we were both standing there in the back of this dude's 2500 watching that photo finish from the infield. Look, I want to ask you about Super Speedways, because I heard years ago, your old landlord, Dale Jr., was talking about the difference in, some guys want to ride in the front the whole race, some guys want to ride in the back at Super Speedways. You seem to be a guy that likes to ride in the front at Super Speedways. What's the benefit of that as opposed to riding around back until the very end?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like y'all said, everyone has a little bit different mindset at those places. I've always wanted to be up towards the front and kind of controlling as much as you can. Because, like, to me, if I can go out and lead a lane, or, you know, be second row in a lane, like, all right, I'm doing something. I'm making a difference. I'm kind of controlling this race. And hopefully I'm in front of all the chaos. You know, so that's just where I've been most comfortable. That's where me and my team feel most comfortable, me and my spotter. is when we're kind of in control. And you're just really being able to dictate what lane goes where. And like I said, I think it's the safest place as opposed to riding mid pack or two thirds in the back. It just gets more difficult when you go there. 'Cause then, all right, you're trying to avoid the big one. It could happen right in front of you, but also now you have to make up all that ground at the end of the race. And it's a lot tougher to do than if you're at the front, you're kind of protecting. So it's just where I've been most comfortable. I've found the most success when I can go out and control these things. So I try to find myself up towards the front. It's a lot easier said than done, but that's just been our mindset for a long time.
Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 car, hanging out with us here on the Morning Shift, previewing next weekend's Quaker State 400 available at Walmart. That'll be happening 7 o'clock Saturday night at Echo Park Speedway. Ryan, just a couple more questions for you before we let you go. I don't know if you saw this. Kenny Wallace set off a little bit of a firestorm on Twitter over the weekend, or at least after the race on Sunday. And he was asked about, you know, Richard Childress Racing and some of the things going on over there. And he made a statement that I think you're uniquely qualified to answer. He says there was less competition when Dale Sr. drove for RCR in the NASCAR Cup Series. Obviously, your dad being a driver that was around at that time. What do you think of that? Do you think there's less competition? There was less competition back in the 90s. And do you think it's tougher now with all the teams, honestly, seemingly having a shot given each and every week?
Yeah, that's a tough one to answer, man. I mean, now you're getting into the era questions, right? Like, right. You see it in all different sports, right? With people who are like, oh, and you, right, what's the big debate always is Michael Jordan or LeBron or Kobe the GOAT, right? And it's like, well, it's so different eras of the sport. Like, I hate comparing that because it changes all the time. Like, do I think somebody in the 90s could jump in a car today and be as good as they once were? No. Do I think I could jump in a car from the 90s and be as competitive back then as I am today? No, just because you're not used to that, right? Like, so that's super hard to compare. Look, winning in any sport in any era is really tough, right? You're trying to beat the best of the best in that certain day and age. So I don't know. I mean, that's such a tough question. I think it's hard no matter where you're at, no matter what decade, no matter what era. It's super hard to be the best in that generation. So I don't really have an answer on that. I just think, I guess, yes to all of it, to where it's hard no matter where it is, you know.
Fair enough. That's a very safe question. I think you don't really I angered some people with my takes last night on our NASCAR Fantasy League. But hey, I know you're essentially a third generation driver, right? Your dad obviously drove. We all watched your dad drive. Do you go to him for advice on things? Do you talk to him often about, you know, each week and everything, or is that something that he's like, you know what, you got your own career and it is different now than when he drove?
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky to still have my dad around and you know, someone that I can go talk to if I just need to, you know, hey, what do you think about this? Or even like during the weekends, like my dad still comes to a lot of races and I'll ask him like, hey man, you know, we'll go to Martinsville. I'm like, hey, go down to turns 1-2, you know, through practice and just look, just watch. And you know, then we'll talk after practice and I'll be like, well, what do you think? You know, what did you see? You know, who looks good? Does my car look like it needs to do what it's doing? Is someone else doing something different that maybe looks better? Because he has that knowledge and, you know, and I trust his knowledge. So I wouldn't say like every week I'm calling him like, man, what do you think about this? But he's just always someone that I can talk to if he's around and I trust his opinion because he just understands, right, the sport and understands what to look for in certain things. So it's a great relationship that I have with my dad that I'm lucky to have and trust his opinion and I'm able to use him, you know, if I have some questions.
All right, I know you got to go, so we're going to let you go. I just got a couple rapid fire questions for you. I think you'll be.
We're trying not to nerd out here, Ryan. Sorry about that.
All right, what your favorite Star Wars movie?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It goes either way, man. Phantom Menace was the first one I ever saw, so that's up there, just nostalgia, but I feel like my overall favorite one is Empire.
That's one I go with always. Your favorite character from Trailer Park Boys?
Man, I didn't really watch a lot of Trailer Park Boys, so I can't give you a good answer, dude. I'm sorry.
You're all good, brother. Are you an iRacing guy?
I'm not. Wow. I'm not.
Okay.
I can't do the sim stuff.
Wow. All right. Who's the one guy that you don't want behind you on the track?
Every one of them. Or actually, I want every one of them behind me. That's a better answer. I want all of them behind me because that means I'm leading the thing and might win it.
All right. Your favorite old school NASCAR gear to wear? Because you wear a ton of it. I see it all. Every time you post a picture, I feel like you're wearing old school gear.
Yeah. I have a lot of cool stuff, man. I'll tell you, one of the coolest things I got is I got a Harry Gantt signed hat when he was in the Bandit, the school Bandit car. That's a cool one. If you can find a signature on that stuff, I love wearing that stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. All right, man, we appreciate it. I'll let you go. I won't hammer you anymore.
I got one more quick thing before we let you go. Ryan, I've been trying to get Echo Park Speedway to come up with a nickname. I've dubbed it the Echo Chamber. Can I just get a grade on a scale from 1 to 10? The Echo Chamber for Echo Park
Speedway. Echo Chamber? I love that, man.
Yes.
I think that's the best one I've heard so far.
Oh, man, we appreciate it so much. Like I said, try not to nerd out here with Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 12 car and NASCAR Cup champion. Man, thank you so much for hanging out with us today, and look forward to hoping to see you guys next weekend. Obviously, we'll be at the track doing live radio.
Sounds good, man. Thank you all for having me.
Thanks
we'll
a ton, man. Thank you. And there you have it. That is the interview with Ryan Blaney, driver of the 12 car and Bo's favorite driver, as you could hear him nerd out right there at the end. Start asking him weird questions about what he wears.
Hold on a second. That wasn't a weird question. If you're a NASCAR fan and a fan of Ryan Blaney, you know he has a ton of throwback stuff. It's one of the things that I really like about the dude is he really kind of leans into the heritage of the sport. Which
he's part of the heritage of it. Yeah, I agree with you.
So I just think it's it's worth it. It was a question that I wanted to ask because I love that gear that he has, and I'm a big Ryan Blaney fan. And that interview was kind of good for me because it reminded me that I pull for a good human being, you know. And I mean, that's what I like. Ryan Blaney's a good dude. I mean, that's what all I can say. Can't wait to see him at the driver's meeting.
It's okay,
next week,
man. It's
at
okay.
The Echo Chamber.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and I want to remind people that we'll be down live at the Speedway next Friday morning, a week from today, at the Echo Chamber doing the morning shift down there, probably from the RV again, unless we can meet friends that will, you know, very early in the morning let us climb up on the rooftop once again like we did last year. But we'll do that. We'll also have a Saturday show, a little pre-race show to be able to hang out. All three of us down there having a lot of fun and doing the tailgate at the Echo Chamber. So
yeah. If Saturday's show, if we don't get back on the top of a hauler, we'll just do it right there by the grill.
Yeah,
the campfire.
I think there's no doubt about that, and I'm curious if we'll need a campfire at any point because you remember when we were there in February, it was like 18 degrees outside the night before the show. This one's gonna feel a little bit different, maybe 70 degrees different.
Do you remember putting the flagpole, the 1999 The Game flag up, which I don't know where it is. I think it's in my office. I need to grab that.
Yeah.
But do you remember putting that up and, like, both of our hands were, like, were bleeding because
yes.
it was so cold?
Well, and we didn't feel our hands getting cut, our knuckles getting cut because we were so yeah. numb. And then, like, walking inside, I'm like, I'm bleeding profusely. So, yeah, that's not good. Yeah, yeah. But look forward to doing that once again.
Going to be completely opposite next weekend with the temperatures up in the 90s. It's going to be fascinating. Now, all morning, we have been talking about the Braves sweep. It's very exciting. But for the most comprehensive coverage of Major League Baseball, turn to our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, every Sunday for From the Diamond on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant will bring you up to date on the latest Braves news with exclusive interviews, analysis that you can only get from the Diamond. And this week's show, it is Sunday at 5. It's brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. It's From the Diamond with Grant McCauley this Sunday at 5 o'clock. And speaking of Grant, we've actually got him coming up next. We're going to chat about that phenomenal sweep and what the Braves need to do to keep that momentum going. That is next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.